This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We should know in October what the city plans to do with the clear wells of the city's water intake plant. While it looks like the wells are still in good shape, it could still cost taxpayers millions of dollars to shore them up or possibly replace them with above-ground storage tanks. Estimates range anywhere from $16 million to better than $26 million for the projects. Building above-ground tanks is the least favorable option because it will take away from the beauty of the Lake Winnebago shoreline. The Oshkosh School Board spent part of last night's meeting discussing school safety. The district's Emergency Preparedness Collaborative Team reviewed the Uvalde, Texas school shooting response and now has prepared digital maps of all Oshkosh schools. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club will host a conversation next month with the mother of Columbine High School shooter Dylan Klebold. Sue Klebold will talk about her experience before and after the shooting, what she may have missed, and what she's doing now as a mental health advocate. The event is planned for September 20th at the Oshkosh Convention Center. Tickets are just $10, and you can register online at the Boys and Girls Club website. Page 2, a fund to help that family who lost their 8-month-old son and home when it was hit by a semi is nearly halfway to their goal of raising $100,000. The money is being collected now by the Fox Communities Credit Union. The second annual Oshkosh Jazz Festival will be held on Saturday afternoon. It's going on in North Main Street. Scary Pockets will be the headliner with a mix of local and national acts. Former Seinfeld cast member John O'Hurley will host the event downtown. And Waterfest wraps up a great season tonight with Dirty Honey. Doors open at 5:30 this afternoon. Admission is just $10 if you get there before 6 o'clock. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. I'm Bob Brunell. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again next week here on the Chamber website. Have yourself a great weekend.